Restaurateurs in Falmouth fear the local oyster industry may be under threat. Falmouth oyster beds are in jeopardy, and oystermen are struggling to attract new recruits for the future. Patrick Clahan has been down at the Falmouth Oyster Festival to investigate the extent of the problem.
It is a hive of activity here at Advent Square in Falmouth, as locals and visitors alike come to celebrate the native oyster. But the future of the oyster may be uncertain, as proposals to dredge the harbour could result in the devastation of local oyster beds. Assistant Manager of the Falmouth Tourist Information Centre, Steve, explains the problem.
Well, the only sort of worry is that they want to dredge the harbour so they can get the really big cruise ships in, but there is the sort of environmental worry that there is a lot of toxic stuff underneath from the old days, all these sort of anti-fouling paints that were used on boats and stuff. There is that worry that if they do the dredging, it could affect the oyster fishing, which would be disastrous.
On top of this, the industry is facing further difficulties as less young people are taking up the trade. Tina Hopton from the Wheelhouse Oyster Bar in Falmouth explains why more young people are not coming into the business.
The problem is it's a really hard trade. It's physically demanding. They have to go out and dredge their oysters under sail. And, you know, the costs of keeping a boat running and all of this, it doesn't make it that feasible for many young men and women going into that trade.
Despite this, Peter Mason, chairman of the Oyster Festival, feels confident that the industry will survive well into the future.
Talking to one of the oystermen themselves, he said he's going for another 13 years. So I trust him on that. And provided the oysters are available, those guys will be out there, I'm sure.
It's evident that oystermen are currently having a tough time. But the popularity of the Oyster Festival will no doubt give considerable help to maintain the traditions of their important craft. Patrick Lahan, Radio Falmouth News.